Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Archdiocese of Chicago has made the city several offers to house migrants at properties they own for free. Email exchanges obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times show offers to the city to rent space for free have been on the table since the summer, but the requests have gone unheeded by Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration. Sun-Times reporter Michael Loria says since September, the city has spent about $18 million on a handful of private leases for shelter space.
When you hear about the fact that someone is offering free rental spaces, it kind of boggles the mind to see that that much money is going towards this when maybe that didn't have to be the case.
Mayor Johnson called the allegations factually untrue and suggested some archdiocese properties were not suitable as shelter spaces. Chicago health officials say nearly all migrants who needed to be inoculated against measles at the city shelter in the Pilsen neighborhood have been vaccinated. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports as of this recording, 8 measles cases have been reported in the city of Chicago, 7 identified at that Pilsen location. During an event today, Dr. Simbo Ige said the new arrivals did not bring measles to this region.
It is important to, again, emphasize that measles did not come with the new arrivals. Measles was circulating in Chicago.
Dr. Ige says the Pilsen shelter is currently housing about 1,900 people. About 900 people are expected to isolate and quarantine for 21 days. These are people who just got vaccinated. Votes cast for and against the so-called Bring Chicago Home referendum question will be counted. The referendum question on the primary ballot asks voters whether the city should raise a one-time tax on high-end properties to fund homelessness prevention. The Illinois Supreme Court today denied opponents' efforts to block that question in Chicago. Real estate groups had hoped the high court would intervene. The Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus has introduced several proposals to help with food accessibility across the state, especially in schools and food deserts. One bill would require the Illinois State Board of Education to fully reimburse public and private K through 12 schools for free meals they provide for students who are experiencing food insecurity. Democratic Senator Laura Ellman is the bill's sponsor and says equal access to food creates a more equal learning environment for students.
Black and Latino children are twice as likely to experience food insecurity as white children. Making free school meals available to all children can reduce disparities in health and education outcomes and advance racial equity.
Other proposals would make grant funding available for needs like equipment upgrades at farmer-owned grocery stores and improvements to local food distribution. And the lineup is out for Chicago's Pitchfork Festival, one of the biggest summer music events of the season. The Black Pumas, Brittany Howard, Carly Rae Jepsen, and 90s throwback Alanis Morissette will headline. The festival takes place in Union Park, July 19th through the 21st. Weather becoming cloudy, a bit of rain in the late afternoon, a high near 70 in the suburbs, 60 at the lake. And then tonight, cloudy, some showers and thunderstorms, a low in the upper 40s. And Thursday, more rain, high near 60. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you so much for listening.